Hello again. This is Rona Simmons with the sixth episode of More 2-Minute Tales. This episode is about the Lost Battalion of World War II. The 36th Division, the first to land on European soil in 1943, had clawed its way north, pushing the German army back through Italy and then France. As they climbed the craggy peaks of the Vosges Mountains in October 1944, 270 men of the division's 141st Infantry Regiment became cut off from their flanks and their headquarters. In the cold and wet, with ammunition and food running low, they held their ground for nearly a week. When every attempt to rescue the lost battalion failed, the U.S. Army called in the 442nd Regimental Combat Team, a unit comprised almost solely of Japanese Americans. They lived up to their motto, "Go for broke," and succeeded. However, both units paid dearly, with 59 of the 141st's 300 men and 200 of the Nisei's 3,000 men killed in the action. This, however, was not the only lost battalion of the war. A 24th Infantry Division battalion went up against Japanese troops in the Philippines and were cut off. Short on food and water, ammunition, and medicine, they fought on, defending a blockade along a Japanese resupply route until ordered out after 4 days. Nor were lost battalions unique to World War II. In 1968, during the Tet Offensive in Vietnam, a battalion of the 1st Cavalry Division was surrounded by a large North Vietnamese force. In the ensuing fight, 81 of the 125 trapped troops were killed. And in World War I, in a battle in the Argonne Forest, four different battalions of the 77th Division were unaware that allies to their left and right had stalled. They were soon cut off and fighting for survival in a six-day battle that claimed 200 lives. Read more about the struggles and heroics that took place in the rescue of the lost battalion in the Vosges in my book, No Average Day. Thank you for listening. Please come back in 2 weeks for another story from behind the book's pages. See you then.